You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Good afternoon, radio listeners. Welcome from the Encouragers, Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael. We are on the air every Saturday at 3 p.m., bringing words of encouragement from the Holy Bible for everyday life. Please continue to listen in and be blessed. Our Father, who art in heaven, all-powerful, omnipotent, everywhere at the same time, omnipresent, all-knowledgeable, omniscient. Please forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. I thank you for this opportunity to preach your word from the Holy Bible. May what I say be helpful to someone and pleasing to you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. My title is Christian Hope, Why We Need It. My text is John 20:29, which states, Jesus saith unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. It is imperative for the Christian to have hope for more than one reason. We are told that Jesus is the blessed hope that we had all been waiting for. Those who know this are truly blessed. And those who know this without have ever seen Jesus as a human are truly blessed. At a time when people often have trouble finding reasons to hope, those who place their trust in the God of the Bible need more than ever to give to anyone who asks an account of the hope that is in them. 1 Peter 3:15 states, But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asks you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. They have to understand what is specific about the hope that comes from faith in order to root their lives in it. Even if by definition, hope refers to the future, for the Bible, it is rooted in the present, in God's today. In the Bible, that mysterious source of life we call God makes himself known by calling human beings to enter into a relationship with him. He enters into a covenant with them. The Bible defines the characteristics of the covenant God using two words, steadfast love and faithfulness. Exodus 34:6 states, And the Lord passed by before him and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering, and abundant in goodness and truth. Psalms 25:10, 40:10 and 11, and 85:10 states, All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth unto such as keep his covenant and his testimonies. I have not hid thy righteousness within my heart. I have declared thy faithfulness and thy salvation. I have not concealed thy loving kindness and thy truth from the great congregation. Withhold not thou thy tender mercies from me. O Lord, let thy loving kindness and thy truth continually preserve me. Mercy and truth are met together. Righteousness and peace has kissed each other. They tell us, first of all, that God is overflowing goodness and kindness, who wants to take care of his people. And second, that God will never abandon those he is called to enter into fellowship with him. That is the source of biblical hope. So to believe in Jesus Christ alone requires hope. The hope that what we believe is true and real. And Christians know within their hearts what is true and what is not, because the Holy Spirit lives within our hearts and teaches us to discern what is right and wrong, what is true and what is false. Another reason we need to have hope is because of all the promises in the Bible. And we know God cannot break his word. And because his word cannot change, the promise is likewise unchangeable. We who have run for our very lives to God have every reason to grab the promised hope with both hands and never let go. Hebrews 6:18 states that by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us. How can we really know that Jesus will return one day to take us home to be with him? We have hope of the resurrection. Peter spoke to those who were experiencing terrible persecution when he wrote, "According to his great mercy, he has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you, who by God's power are being guarded through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time." 1 Peter 3:3-5 states, "Whose adorning, let it not be that outward adorning of plaiting the hair and the wearing of gold or of putting on an apparel, but let it be the hidden man in the heart, in which that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price. For after this manner, in the old time, the holy women also, who trusted in God, adorned themselves, being in subjection unto their own husbands. We have this assured hope, because Jesus was also raised. Therefore we know," 1 Thessalonians 4:16-18, which states, "For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words." Now more than ever, Christians need to have hope. There is no hope in mankind, circumstances, or in any other thing in the universe. 1 Peter 4:10 states, "For therefore we both labor and suffer reproach, because we trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially of those that believe. Jesus Christ is our hope." 1 Timothy 1:1 states, "Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the commandment of God, our Savior, and Lord Jesus Christ, which is our hope. If God is good and never changes his attitude, nor forsakes us, then whatever difficulties may arise, if the world we see is far from peace, justice, solidarity, and compassion for believers, this is not the definitive situation. From their faith in God, believers draw the expectation of a world according to God's will, or, to put it another way, according to God's love. We can hope in God that even though it seems we are losing, in the end, we have won." Some listeners may not have given their lives to Christ, but want to do so. John 3:16 states, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you believe and are willing to follow Christ, then join a church that is based on the Holy Bible. Now, Jesus died a painful death on the cross, but after 3 days, he arose from the dead, giving us hope for eternal life with him. Now, a breath of fresh air with Minister David Michael.
Good afternoon and welcome to A Breath of Fresh Air with the Encourager. Today's topic is freedom. One of my favorite quotes about freedom is by Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. He stated that the ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in moments of comfort and convenience, but where he stands at times of challenge and controversy. We know through painful experience that freedom is never voluntarily given by the oppressor. It must be demanded by the oppressed. On August 28, 1963, Martin Luther King Jr. gave the I Have a Dream speech, in which he called for civil and economic rights and an end to racism. Excerpts from this speech are noted as follows. I say to you today, my friends, so even though we face the difficulties of today and tomorrow, I still have a dream. It is a dream deeply rooted in the American dream. I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. I have a dream that one day on the Red Hills of Georgia, the sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will be able to sit down together at a table of brotherhood. I have a dream that one day, even the state of Mississippi, a state sweltering with the heat of injustice, sweltering with the heat of oppression, will be transformed into an oasis of freedom and justice. I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today. I have a dream that one day, down in Alabama, with its vicious races, with its governor having his lips dripping with the words of interposition and nullification, one day right there in Alabama, little black boys and little black girls will be able to join hands with little white boys and little white girls as sisters and brothers. I have a dream. So let freedom ring from the prodigious hilltops of New Hampshire. Let freedom ring from the mighty mountains of New York. Let freedom ring from the heights of the Alleghenies of Pennsylvania. Let freedom ring from the snow-capped Rockies of Colorado. Let freedom ring from the curvaceous slopes of California. And when this happens, when we allow freedom to ring, we will let it ring from every village and every hamlet, from every state and every city. We will be able to speed up that day when all of God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spiritual, free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, we're free at last. Galatians 5:1 states, for freedom Christ has set us free. Stand firm, therefore, and do not submit again to the yoke of slavery. And Galatians 5:13 states, for you were called to freedom, brothers. Only do not use your freedom as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another. Remember, we have all violated God's divine law and fall short of His glory. Yet God loves you so much that He gave His only begotten Son, Jesus, who died, was buried, and arose so that you may have everlasting life. So put God first, trust and obey His word, and realize that if the Son sets you free, you are free indeed.
You have been listening to Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael, the Encouragers, bringing you words of encouragement from the Holy Bible. We hope that we have said something that was encouraging to you as you continue on your life's journey. Thank you for listening.
Join us every Saturday at 7 p.m. on WCNO 89.9 FM for a special program, Thy Word is a Lamp, where you will hear the dynamic teaching of Sheila